Now, last week, Margaret Mills was talking to us about the ice cream queen. And I seem to recall this week you're looking at a Prittlewell Prince. So what's all this about?
Yeah, the clue's definitely in the title, of course. It's about Prittlewell. And specifically, quite close to the, and there's a link here, the Saxon King pub.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about excavations here and what these excavations uncover. And this time, it's a team from the Museum of London who were involved in this excavation. And there's long been stories about Anglo-Saxon burials in the area. And of course, certainly in the early 200s, there were surveys taken of the area. And then this excavation took place.
When you say early 200s, do you mean 2000s?
Sorry, I mean the 2000s, of course. Okay. Yeah, not quite the early 200s. That's a wee bit early.
Yeah.
Sorry, the early 2000s, I should say. And when the excavation actually took place, the archaeologists were quite amazed to find not just burial remains, but a whole burial chamber. And a sizeable burial chamber, we're talking 13 foot square.
Mm.
And in it, I'd like to say there were the remains of what was thought to be an Anglo-Saxon king, but actually even the bones had disintegrated.
Right.
Partly, I believe, due to the soil in the area.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only human remains were some teeth. And unfortunately, they were unable to extract any DNA from these teeth. But it was certainly what I believe archaeologists refer to as a very high status burial, possibly a king of Essex. But the missing high status person, well, missing apart from a few teeth, was quickly nicknamed by the archaeologists the King of Bling.
Oh, right.
And that'll give you a clue to the sort of artifacts that were found. Quite amazing. Gold, silver and other metals. Mm. I mean, it wasn't up to the Sutton Hoo treasure or anything like that, but it was certainly a marvellous find. I mean, one of the things they found was a musical instrument, a lyre, they believed it was. Very elaborate drinking vessels, very elaborate gold belt trims, anything that you would need in the afterlife,
really.
And the archaeologists established that he was probably buried as a Christian, but buried by pagans.
Oh, right.
Now, quite how they arrived at that conclusion, I don't know. I mean, it's obviously hard work and a great deal of knowledge. But yes, and some of the artifacts, I don't know whether all of them, are in Southend Museum. So that might be something to take a trip there and have a look at. And again, I believe this was documented as part of the Time Team series of programmes.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much indeed. And what are you looking at next week?
Then? Next week, I'm going to be looking at Squire Christopher Tower of Brentwood.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.